The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
And welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live in studio here on WMAL. And as you can tell, Dr. Rozelle is out traveling again. So this is Dr. Stephanie Pina, licensed acupuncturist and naturopath, filling in. And we're here to take all the information that we learn and give you more options, some natural health options, and also continue educating you on different ways to kind of help health and healing moving forward into the 21st century. Sometimes using some of our ancient techniques like acupuncture, but also looking at it from a slightly different perspective. And in studio today, I can't do it alone. So is going to be your presenter for this Wednesday the 19th lecture, as Dr. Jerry Cowart. How are you doing?
I am doing well. It's good to be back.
It's good. Like, we've had you on a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's all good. Like, the good thing is that we are going to talk about a great topic that we've talked. I feel like we talk about this every single week when we come in, because there's an aspect of it that essentially, no matter what we're talking about, especially any kind of chronic issues, that it's definitely something we have to consider. And it's your topic for Wednesday night is how do the adrenals and adrenal fatigue and how they play a part in our health. So,
yeah.
Knowing that, we should really introduce to everybody, what are the adrenal glands?
Yeah, so these adrenal glands, if you want to break the word apart, add meaning on top of, renal meaning kidneys. So they're this like kind of almond-sized shaped gland that sits right on top of the kidneys. And they are basically your stress house, in a sense. It's what produces all your stress glands that are actually important for your health. But obviously, just like anything else, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
And so I always thought it was interesting that the adrenal glands sitting where they are also has a lot of the large major arteries and veins, everything right by there. So when they're putting out the cortisol and the different hormones that it produces, it's right there. So they're quick responses as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely parts of that adrenal gland that is very much the quick stress response. You know, you hear that flight or fight. Complex. You see a bear in the woods, you're going to either run away or you're going to fight it. And you're right, with all the main arteries and veins and lymphatic tissue all right there, it's going to happen pretty quickly in that scenario.
So when we talk about adrenals and adrenal fatigue and the sign of symptoms that we're going to go over just a little bit and that you're going to be going over on the lecture on Wednesday, it's very interesting because this isn't something that's addressed very well in the conventional field.
Right.
So let's talk first about some of the symptoms that people might be experiencing that they've kind of noticed for a while, that they either got blown off or they're thinking, oh, I'm just getting old. That's just me getting old, or I missed a meal. And
right.
There's quite a bit attached to adrenal fatigue.
Yeah, absolutely. So as the name would suggest, adrenal fatigue, obviously one of your main symptoms would be fatigue. You can also get lightheaded, in a sense. You know, part of it, you know, not eating a meal at the appropriate times. Or, you know, another common one is if you get up really, really quick, or you went go to bend over and you get up really quick and get lightheaded or dizziness, or that one person that you know that will slowly get up on purpose to prevent that. That's another kind of a side note to that lightheadedness. A couple other things would be, you know, you wake up in the morning super, super tired. I'm sure that sounds familiar to most people, doesn't it? You know, always craving that salt. You need like that salty chips or something like that. Another good one is simply like low back pain or hip pain. You know, if you were to line up five different people and they say, point to your hip, each person will point to a different part of their body. So that whole complex of low back hip pain can also be another sign and symptom of adrenal fatigue that a lot of people don't fully know. And then obviously sleep disturbances. You know, we talked about waking up super early in the morning and being tired and not a whole lot of energy, but how easy is it to fall asleep? How easy is it to keep asleep while you are asleep? Or how easy is it to wake up in the morning? All those things, and, you know, I'm sure we can come up with a whole nother list of other stuff would easily be, it's like, okay, maybe we're dealing with some adrenal fatigue here.
So it seems like the adrenals really have a connection with multiple systems, multiple organs in the body,
right,
and really control a part of our circadian cycle as well,
mm-hmm.
how that energy is during the day, how our sleep is at night, like you mentioned as well.
Mm-hmm.
How does it do that? Like, what is it about it? Because it, as an organ system that just produces different types of hormones, what makes that special than versus a different organ system like the thyroid or the ovaries or the pancreas letting out insulin? What is it about the adrenals that really makes them worthwhile taking another look at, even from a functional standpoint versus a pathological standpoint?
Sure. I think the biggest thing would be is that a lot of the signs and symptoms for that adrenal fatigue can be similar or mimicking a lot of other symptoms from other organ systems, as you mentioned. So sometimes, like, say, if you go to, you know, another healthcare professional and you've got X, Y, Z symptoms, and they think, using this as an example, like thyroid potentially, and check all your thyroids may be in check, or maybe renal dysfunction. Oh, no, all your renal markers are in check. So sometimes it's the taking a look at the bigger picture, because as you mentioned, the anatomy all right there in your main vital big arteries, you're going to be able to have the quick impact to it, and it's going to be able to feed into all those different systems really easily. And then not to mention the negative feedback loop to the brain. As you've listened to Dr. Rozelle several times in the past, you know that the nervous system is super huge with all vital important functions within the body. And with that negative feedback loop going into the brain, therefore going to pituitary and things of that nature, you're going to have that whole global effect within the body because of that.
So we basically, you're talking about the power player of the body that
is
going to give, if it's not working well and it's not producing enough cortisol and some of the other hormones that's producing, we're mm-hmm. feeling side effects. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if it's overproducing,
right.
We get in trouble as well, too.
Absolutely.
All things that you're going to be covering and what we do and look at it from a functional perspective and how we kind of treat it and monitor it and watch it on mm-hmm. this Wednesday's lecture, which if you're really dying ready, you can sign up a couple of different ways. You can go to our website, which is www.rozellecare.com. And you can click down, if you scroll down a little bit, you're going to click on where it says register for the adrenal lecture. And that will bring you through and you'll be able to put your email and your phone number, which will be great because we can get a hold of you and confirm that you're coming in. Make sure you get all the directions that you might need so you can find us, especially if you're new to listening to us on the radio show. And the other way you can do that is actually calling our main office, which is at 703-698-7117. Again, that's 703-698-7117, and that's the Rozelle Care Center for Healing. And basically, we are located in Fairfax, Virginia, right off of the Beltway at Arlington Boulevard, which is Route 50 and Prosperity. And we're easy to find, free parking. There's really not a bad spot in the house for these in-house lectures, so it's definitely worth to come in because it's a free lecture. And we're continuing on with adrenal fatigue with Dr. Cower and really trying to focus in on understanding not how the body just deals with things, but why do we have these symptoms that just don't go away? So, Dr. Cower,
yes.
Let's go back to some of the hormones that this little adrenal gland produces and why, you know, how does it have such a big effect? Because it really does produce so many different hormones at the different levels mm-hmm. as we're kind of waiting for the results of dealing with stress and, mm-hmm. and different things too. So some of the ups and downs that it goes through. So what actual hormones is it producing?
I think some of the two biggest ones would be your aldosterone, which is going to have a lot to do with blood pressure. So, you know, we talked earlier about the different body systems that the adrenal glands can have a role in. So, you know, when we're dealing with blood pressure, we're also looking at cardiovascular issues and things of that nature, or your renal, your kidneys. But that's definitely going to have a big part in blood pressure regulating, whether it be too low blood pressure, too high blood pressure. And then obviously we also mentioned cortisol. That's the big guy. That's about 80% of what's going on with the adrenal glands. And that is going to have the response you need to take care of the good stress, the normal stress that the body needs to be able to do a lot of its function. But, you know, too high of it, it's going to start breaking down a lot of different things as well. Those are the two biggest hormones that we're looking at when we're dealing with it. And, of course, there's a whole bunch more that they produce, but...
So the other ones, obviously, being, we talked a little bit on the show when I was on here last time, was kind of the hormone effects with the sex hormones and kind of getting the information. And it's got its own supply of cholesterol.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's good to go. So when we talk about cholesterol and the ability to make hormones, the adrenal glands basically got its back supply on there to make estrogen, testosterone, DHEA, which a lot of people hear about is our anti-aging hormone.
Right.
And progesterone as well, too. So, obviously affecting anything with sexual health and our energy level as well, too. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's really cool. If you just, like, look at a picture of the adrenal glands, just looking at the anatomy, you can see it's actually encased in its own kind of layer of fat, because it's, like you mentioned, it's got everything it needs right there. It's really fascinating to look at. If you ever get a chance, Google it. It's really fun.
I'm sure you'll have a picture on
Wednesday.
Of course. This is a perfect opportunity to see what the adrenal glands look like, all their little layers. And the good thing, too, is and then that inside medulla layer, the most inside of it is one that actually helps to produce epinephrine and norepinephrine, which is our real call to action hormone as well, too.
Right. That's definitely that center. So when we're looking at the adrenal glands, there's really two main portions of it. You've got the inner part of it, which is your medulla, and then you've got the outer part of it, which is your cortex. That cortex has three different sublayers where we're producing a lot of those other hormones that we mentioned. But really that that inner medulla is really what we're talking about, that acute phase, that fight or flight response that we were talking about earlier. It's that really quick call to action.
So as we're talking about the adrenals and really how it deals a lot with stress and cortisol being the main one, that main hormone that basically we're talking about, do we see more patients coming in now stressed and having adrenal issues than we used to, or is it just me?
No, that's pretty universal understanding at this point. I mean, you know, if we just want to talk about the one concept alone of how many of you wake up in the morning and it's really hard to get started. I'm sure all of you guys, figuratively speaking, just raised your hand right now in unison. It's definitely a very common thing. You know, in America, we're definitely the go, 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 gotta work, gotta work. We almost take pride in how busy we are, you know, as a general country. And, you know, we do that by any means necessary. The best way we can do it is just whatever way we can to get that job done. So we're constantly being bombarded with external stressors, whether it be, you know, the structural piece, the chemical piece, or the emotional piece. It's you're constantly being bombarded with stress, so therefore we're seeing a rise of adrenal fatigue.
So when we talk about really burning the candle at both ends,
yep,
basically we're just burning out our two adrenal glands.
Yep.
This is what we're talking about, and all of the side effects and everything that comes along with that. I mean, everyone who's out there surely has felt when they know that they can't kind of continue on, they're slowing down during the day, and even some more things that we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, like blood sugar handling and sex drive as well, too. So when we come back, we are all going to continue on. This is the Dr. Tom Rozelle Live Show, and stay with us in just a moment. Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio and we are talking about adrenal health and something that we bring up almost every single week. The good thing is that is the topic of this upcoming Wednesday's in-house lecture, which is free to you. And it's going to be brought to you by one of our newer doctors in studio, and that's Dr. Jared Coward. And there's a lot of information that we've already covered, but we're going to keep covering it. And then you're going to be able to actually come and attend and ask your questions as well, too. One of the main things are we thinking about all those things between insomnia and restless sleep and sex drive and blood sugar handling and all that can kind of try into your adrenals as well, too. So mm-hmm. these are some of the symptoms that we think of and that people come into the office. But Dr. Coward, when we have patients come in, how do we start to assess them? And what are some of the basic tools that get overlooked, say, outside of a functional medicine office that sure. kind of really indicate that there's an adrenal issue going on?
Yeah. So I guess we can start with one of the more simple and primary things that we're looking at when the patient comes into the office is we start all of our patients with doing blood pressure. It sounds simple enough. But we actually take it a step further and we actually test the blood pressure in three different positions. You know, your basic seated as you would normally experience. Then we have you lay down and take it and then stand up and then take the blood pressure again. So we're doing it in that three different positions. If you think about gravity and the kind of the common sense behind it, if you're laying down, you would expect that the blood pressure would decrease a couple of points because you're not working up against gravity. So it's easier for that blood to flow. Conversely, if you're standing up, you're going against gravity, so you need a slightly increase in blood pressure to help get the blood to all the targets that it needs to go throughout the body. Oftentimes, when we're looking at someone with potential adrenal fatigue, we see that that natural progression of blood pressure doesn't quite match up with what it should be, meaning the blood pressure may get high when they're laying down and low when they're standing up, or there's no change at all. So that's one of the first things that we look at, and it's one of the very first things that you do when you come into our office. A couple of other things that we can see when we're talking about I mentioned the low back pain or the hip pain or however you want to classify it. One of the other things that we do during that initial like vitals intake is what's called a gait scan. That's when you're walking across this pad and we're looking at how your feet strike and how your balance looks when you're standing still on this pad. And there's a few different ways that can present your feet will look on the mat that could be indicative of adrenal fatigue because there's, as you've again heard Dr. Roselle talk about muscle and organ correlationship with applied kinesiology, there's certain ways that the pelvis can be misaligned due to improper muscle imbalancing that could be related to, again, adrenal fatigue, and that would show up during the gait scan. Of course, we're doing the acugraph when we're looking at the acupuncture meridian connections, which is totally up Dr. Pina's alley there. And you can, again, see the different organ correlationships and kind of breakdown because we talked about all the different organ relationships with the adrenal cortex or the adrenal glands and their relationship with that as well. When you're in the room with us, you know, we're doing a lot of muscle testing again to check those muscle imbalances that we talked about. Obviously, we're getting the history of, well, how's your sleep? How's your diet? What kind of cravings you may have? You know, are you waking up in the middle of the night or, you know, any of those types of deals? You know, we're having those discussions as well. And those are the big initial kickoffs. Of course, there's plenty more. Those are the main clinical signs of like, okay, we may be dealing with something of the adrenal fatigue nature with this patient.
So what's interesting, and I think this is really important, is some of these tests are some of the original tests that we do on every patient that
Absolutely.
Comes in.
Absolutely.
Because we're already looking to see if there's something going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times, too, when we think about adrenal fatigue, or you mentioned the dizziness of getting up
yeah.
and down, orthostatic
yeah.
hypertension,
mm-hmm.
when people get diagnosed with essentially, you know, they get woozy when they get up. You know, we think, oh, we have to visit a heart doctor in there, but really it can deal with the kidney and adrenal connection and
mm-hmm.
the way it affects the potassium levels
oh,
as well.
Absolutely.
When we go to stand, it's kind of funny. We don't think of that as a stress response, but there's a mild stressor because when we talk about getting up and running away from the tiger.
Yeah.
That's essentially the first step we have to do. We have
exactly.
to get up and move. So
absolutely.
That's a stressor.
Absolutely.
Your body doesn't know if you're just standing up or if you're, you know, on the run.
Absolutely, yes.
So it definitely is a couple of different things that we do with every single patient that comes in, already looking for those underlying causes as well, too. And we mentioned, and we were talking before, too, that sometimes the adrenals aren't necessarily the primary cause. All this stuff's going on. We need mm-hmm. to look at the other underlying causes that might
right.
be taxing the adrenals.
Right. Yeah, it's really important because as we keep harping on today is the effects that the adrenal glands have on other organ systems and vice versa, all the other organ systems that have an effect on the adrenal glands. There's so many other things that can be affecting it that really is making the adrenal glands secondarily a problem.
So we're going to be back after our break, and essentially we're going to be talking about adrenals and adrenal fatigue with Dr. Jerry Coward, and he's going to be your presenter this Wednesday night, February the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Rizal Center for Healing. Please feel free to give the office a call at 703-698-7117 to sign up or online. We'll be back in just a couple moments.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
And welcome back to Talk Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We are live in studio, and we are here to talk about adrenal stress, adrenal fatigue. And this is going to be your lecture topic for this Wednesday. That's Wednesday, February 19th. February is going very quickly. And we're going to be at the Rozell Center for Healing, which is right off of the National Beltway, off of Arlington Boulevard and Prosperity. And you want to definitely call in and or click online and reserve your spot to hear Dr. Coward speak about this hot topic, because every time we address the adrenal glands, it's fascinating, and there's new information, and there's so much to basically go over, because I feel like we're going over it every single week. So really getting an understanding of how your adrenal glands work and what we can do to help preserve them moving forward, but also to kind of evaluate them. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit as well too. But I want to give a big shout out first to everyone who found us at our new time. Yeah, we're on Sunday again, but we're at 11 o'clock instead of 12. And the great thing is that we have some new listeners out there who haven't heard us before. They've emailed and come in. We had them send Dr. Browning's lecture the other day. And essentially, those of you who have been with us for a while, thank you for finding us. We know we had to move around a little bit after the fall. But essentially, if you haven't heard of us before, for those of you who are looking for more information about what we do, you can check out our website at www.rozellcare.com, rozellecare.com. And on there, you'll find a lot of information about what we do, our principles, including a general overview. But also, when we talk about these in-house lectures that are completely free to you, that are our way to giving back to the community, there are about 8 or 9 lectures that have been recorded over the past 2 or 3 years that really go over different topics such as herbal medicine, hypertension, headaches, migraines, I think low back pain, structural pain. There's a lot of different ones by the same doctors that you'd be able to treat. So it's a great way to kind of get an understanding about what we do and actually see what happens at one of these in-house lectures before you sign up for this Wednesday's lecture. Dr. Browning's one that he did on the brain function and testing for that has now been released on there too. So if you go to the website, start clicking down, you'll actually find those, and you can search through the other ones. They're probably about an hour to an hour and a half long. And then you can also hit the register button to come in to hear Dr. Coward's talk about adrenal function as well this week. And or you can call the office at 703-698-7117. Again, that's 703-698-7117. And we're going to give you some details too, where if you've got some specific questions and wanted to actually make sure that Dr. Coward's covering them later, in the last section, we'll give you out an email, and you can actually make sure your questions get covered during the lecture as well too. So better interaction. But yeah, what's interesting is, I think, and Dr. Carroll, we're going to get back into just a second with going over different ways we also look to see if there's adrenal issues and looking at like functional blood testing, saliva testing. But I think what's interesting too is there's a lot of information out there, whether it's on YouTube, written about, but I think there is something always good about seeing someone in person talking to you and being able to address your personal questions versus getting a laundry list of here's things you should do to help out with your adrenal health. Well, understanding the why behind there is really what these lectures are about.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely encourage you to come out. And if you're looking for the past radio shows or there's a topic that you're interested in, you can also go to YouTube, look up Dr. Tom Rozell Live. And basically there's about 9 years worth of radio shows that are recorded on there that you can listen to the topics, put it in there, and hear how we've done things in the past as well too. So, but Dr. Coward is the presenter for you, and we're going to talk again about adrenal health. So when we look at things from a functional standpoint,
mm-hmm,
which is very different than, say, conventional standpoint.
Correct.
First, let's explain to everyone why there's that difference and how does that apply to the adrenal glands.
Yeah. So the big difference is, like, take, for instance, you know, we're looking at blood work, for instance. When when we're looking at blood work, typically if you go into your conventional medical realm, your primary care, whatever the case may be, they do blood work, they get the results back, and we're looking at lab value ranges. So that's basically everyone who has gotten these tests done within the past year, I believe. It's the average of what those scores are that becomes the range that they're looking at. And when you fall either below that range or above that range, that's when we're looking at pathological issues for whatever that blood test was. And unfortunately, when you get to that point where you're outside of those ranges, we're already looking at a pathological issue. So the big difference is when we're looking at different blood values or functional tests or whatever the case may be, we're looking at functional ranges, which is everyone who is healthy going into these exams and looking at what their functional ranges were. So that way we're actually able to detect some of these things earlier before it gets to a full-blown pathological issue, and we can catch it early, and so that way it doesn't progress that far. It definitely gives us a much narrow window to look at. So say if your range is 10 to 20, you know, arbitrary numbers, well, if you're at 9, that's not good. If you're at 21, that's not good. But also, if you're at 10 or 11, you're still in that low range. Or if you're at 19 or 20, you're still at that high range. So it tells us that you're already progressing. I heard a really great analogy, which I really love and I'm going to start adopting, of if you've got a child in school and they're starting to get, you know, C's or D's, that would be the time that you start giving them help to better their grades, to help them learn. You don't wait until they start making F's. At that point, you're kind of already too late. They're already failing. And that's kind of how we look at those functional ranges too.
So when we're thinking about the adrenal glands, it's one of the things that doesn't have a great blood range. And mm-hmm. if they do, and they start teching ATCH. So those great ones that we think about, from a conventional standpoint, I mean, they're looking at the opposite ends of the structure. Either mm-hmm. Addison's disease, where we're not producing enough cortisol,
right.
or Cushing's disease,
correct.
When we're producing too much of it.
Correct.
And or there may be a tumor that's actually producing
yeah.
these, and we're having to look for other issues. So
right.
one of the great things that we do in the office is we kind of look for that functional range on a cellular level by using some of additional functional testing that also, we call it the adrenal stress index.
Correct.
That
mm-hmm.
covers a lot of different things.
Yeah. So that ASI, or adrenal stress index that she mentions, we're looking at a lot of biochemical pathways and on a that functional range level. Some of the simple hormones like DHEA, we're looking, which is a cortisol regulator. We're looking at, you know, progesterone, which deals with those, you know, some of those sex hormones that Dr. Pina mentioned earlier. We're also looking at the way your body reacts to sugar levels and glucose levels, you know, some of those biochemical stressors that we mentioned earlier. We're looking at the total functional range between all these things because, as we mentioned, adrenal glands can be affected by so many different things, and we really got to see what is that primary, what is really affecting those adrenal glands to be not at an optimal level, which would be that fatigue portion before it gets to those full-blown pathological functions of, you know, Addison's or Cushing's disease.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about it, too, is just like when you do any kind of blood work, you know, mm-hmm. you're getting a snapshot of someone at one point in time.
Absolutely.
And that's assuming that their blood levels for whatever they're testing is also going to be the same throughout the entire day.
Correct.
And one of the unique things about the adrenals, yeah. and especially cortisol levels, is that it has to fluctuate throughout the day. That
yeah.
actually wakes us up and then allows us to kind of start cooling down with the way that it goes back and forth with melatonin.
Absolutely.
For sleep, or the way we use it with serotonin to break us up, and blood sugar levels. So there's connections between there
mm-hmm.
that make some of those testing really important to put together.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I didn't mention before, is that another part of that ASI test is we're actually looking at your cortisol levels throughout the day. at four different times throughout the day, to be specific. And as you mentioned, its relationship with melatonin, it has an actual inverse relationship to melatonin. So when melatonin is high throughout the day, your cortisol levels are low. And when your cortisol levels are high throughout the day, your melatonin levels are low. And that's what's supposed to happen. Because again, yes, your cortisol is your stress hormone, and too much of it can be a bad thing, but it is important and is needed for a lot of different body functions. So when we're looking at that, we want to see, okay, in the parts of it that it's supposed to be high, well, is it too high? Or are you not getting enough of it? Is it too low? Or the parts of it where it's supposed to be low and allow melatonin to kick in, is it too high? Is melatonin not allowed to do what it's supposed to do? Or is it too low and, or too high and it's taking over? We really are looking at that trend to really kind of see what's going on with that cortisol.
Right. So now you have someone who might have fatigue throughout the entire day, or yeah, they're having the difficulty going to sleep at night. So our night owls who are extending themselves a little too long because they're awake because they have cortisol levels that should be lower.
Uh-huh.
Or, and then you have the people that just can't get up. And a lot of times if they get past that 9 o'clock time in the morning, they start getting a little bit more energy, or they feel like they can just keep sleeping all day. They just don't get it. So we test that multiple times throughout the day because we're looking for those trends, and we know how they match up with other trends like blood sugar levels or hormone release as well, too, even throughout the monthly cycle as well.
Of course.
So talking about adrenal health is going to be the topic for this Wednesday, the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing with Dr. Jerry Coward. And one of the things that I think is interesting, too, is we just can't talk about how we test it and what we see coming in, but really, how do we start to monitor it while we're in that treatment process? And how do we start, even from a most basic level, of working with the adrenals? Because is it a quick fix? Is it not a quick fix? Do we have the one magic pill? Like, clearly we talk about stressors, like we can just be less stress, and that's just going to magically happen. And very few people know how to just make themselves less stress overnight.
Right. So the it's kind of two questions in that, of one, of how are we monitoring it and make sure that you're doing what you need to be doing, and what we're doing, what we need to be doing as your healthcare provider. And one of the important things that we do with all of our patients is what's called a re-exam, and it's kind of a mini version of what that day one looks like, where we're doing the blood pressures again, we're doing the gait scan again, we're doing all those muscle testing things again, and we're seeing, well, what changes? Positive changes, negative changes, to see if we're on the right track, with it being as complex and as widely used throughout the body as you can now know. There's a lot of things that can be contributing to it. So we're going to be looking at, we can look at the blood pressures again to see what kind of positive changes we've got with that. We can rerun that gait scan to see if we're getting the proper pelvis alignment back on track. We can be checking your echograph to see if we've got the energetics throughout the different organ systems more balanced. Muscle testing showing back better facilitated muscles, better muscle balancing. And if we needed to, we can always rerun an ASI. But typically when we're dealing with the adrenals, is that unless we're on that full blown pathological issues, like say like a pituitary tumor or like adrenal gland tumor or something like that, typically we see a lot of adrenal fatigue really secondary to a lot of other things, because it responds to your stressors in life. So if we can handle the different stressors in your life, whether it be, emotional stress, like you're mad at your boss at work, or you're super stressed out, so you're not getting a proper nutritional diet, or you're overworking yourself physically. If we can handle those things, your adrenal glands will oftentimes calm down to begin with. And a lot of times that will help out your adrenal glands without even have to go super into, well, take this medication, or whatever the case may be.
So I know you're going to cover a lot of the different ways we look at treating it that might be different than what most people think, because it's not just about, one pill, cures all, because everybody's a little bit different. So you have to address their individual lab score values and their symptoms, but also their stressors and how their body's kind of holding different things.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about some of the basics as well, too, obviously we could look at diet, we can look at things that are stress reduction. Where do people kind of start with that? Because I think it gets really complicated in the long run.
Yeah, I think when we come back from the break, we can discuss a little bit more. But a lot of times, it's really just identifying what your potential stressors are.
Okay. We're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to give you a couple little heads up on who should attend and how to register, get information, and continue with the Dr. Tom Rozelle Live Show.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We enjoy having you listen to us, and we also enjoy listening to you as well, too. So we definitely want you to contact us and show up on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 19th for Dr. Jerry Cowart's lecture on adrenal health, adrenal fatigue, what we can do about it. And what's interesting is we're going to get into what's going to be covered there in just a moment. But Dr. Cowart, as we were going into the break, you were kind of mentioning some of the base things that we can start at to do, or everyone at home can start doing to really kind of help support their adrenal glands,
right,
before they come in and kind of see us and really evaluate where it is. Because obviously each treatment is individualized for the person.
Absolutely.
Not everybody fits in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of things should people really start with that can kind of help them support their adrenal glands?
Yeah, so we live in Washington, D.C. area. A lot of people are under stress in this particular environment. So one of the things is just take that time for you. That's super huge. So whether it be meditation or prayer, whether it be yoga, I prescribe yoga to a lot of people. It's fantastic. But, you know, simple stuff of, you know, breathing out one nostril and then breathing in through one nostril and out the other and repeating for the other nostril, or breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, you know, do some typical belly breathing or crocodile breathing, however you want to call it. That helps in that meditative state, that overall stressor relaxer, so to speak. Another thing is take a look at what your diet looks like, you know, whether it be you have to make your own food log or you just open up the fridge and see, okay, that probably shouldn't be there. Or you look at your pantry like, eh, I should probably not have that. Definitely, you know, take a look at that as well. Those are super huge that really everyone, I think, can benefit from just looking at. On top of, like you mentioned, everyone's treatment and care is specific to them, because not everyone has, you know, X problem, Y problem, or whatever the case may be. But those are just general tips that I think is great for most Americans out there, really.
Right. The adrenal glands love movement, dealing
yes.
with that, finding another resource for that stressor.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, make that list of three or four things that if they didn't had all the time in the world and everything was good, what would they do? And make it easy too, because sometimes, you know, we get stressed out sitting at our desk and we're sitting there going, I can't go for that jog right now that I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what could you do in that particular moment as well too? You could do the breathing.
Yeah, the breathing is super easy to do. Like, even if you're just a desk jockey, like you mentioned, you know, making a list of things that you enjoy, you know, say, you know, going to the gym and, you know, pumping iron is someone's stress relief, but not everyone does that. But maybe someone enjoys dancing instead, you know, finding those activities that you really enjoy doing. So that way it's even easier to incorporate into your busy lifestyle is always key.
So who should be attending this, or they're thinking, I'm not that person that I need any adrenal issues, I have no stress. Who should show up to your lecture on Wednesday?
Anyone that's going through the Starbucks drive-thru at 5 o'clock in the morning on their way to work, that's going to be a huge key. Someone who's got that unknowing back pain, like, I don't know why I have this low back hip pain and it's just won't going away and it's always, you know, worse when I'm super stressed out. That's probably the person. Anyone that's got disruptive sleep is like, I don't know why I keep waking up or why I just can't go to sleep or why my brain is always active right before I'm trying to go to bed or anything like that. And then of course, you know, anyone who knows that their diet's probably not super great. That's another key person that would probably benefit from what we're going to be discussing on Wednesday as well.
So the adrenals definitely have such a huge play into all those areas, blood sugar control, immune system, sleep,
right.
Hormones. Really, there's probably not an adrenal issue out there that we haven't covered, but essentially you're going to be covering a lot of this Wednesday night on February 19th. Register online, rozellecare.com, and then also, and call the office. And you can actually call the office and leave a note for Dr. Cowart as well, too. Make sure he covers your particular topics. We'll see you next week.